Blog Talk Radio.
I can't see the man with a 10-inch gun.
Right. All I did, they stopped.
Is that it?
I can't see.
Fight them!
Bram Blair.
Don't mind me. It felt so
yeah.
It felt so
great.
Don't mean it.
Another faggot son of a bitch.
Tonight, I can't see.
Nicola!
Return to the Drunk Cast. I am your host, Ed in San Antonio, and I'm joined by my jackass co-host, the Peach Machine. What's going on, Peach?
Whoop, 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 whoop. Yep, yep. Peach Machine back in the house. Dizzy, dizzy, wah, wah.
All right, I'm already grading this show.
I wanted to make an impact, baby. Yo, what's going on, Ed?
Not too much. Just another week where start to plan one show, and then one co-host decides, oh, I can't do it on that day. Let's do it back on Friday, and then we change it back to Friday, and then they're like, oh, shit, I forgot I got something else to do. So these jokers are driving me crazy. It's getting almost impossible to do a show nowadays, so I decided to call out. And then Stevie, who was asking me last week if we were doing a show, and I was like, no, I got bad news for you. It was like, are you doing a show this week? And I'm like, yeah. So we got all excited and happy, so I was like, I guess I got to deliver for Stevie, even though the other goofs aren't available, so like I say, I called your stupid ass, and you agreed to do it, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, let me just stop you right there, because you brought up Stevie J at AngryMarks.com, and I have to give a huge thank you and shout-out to Stevie J himself.
I was hoping you were
going to
bury him. That you're going
to
bury
Stevie J. No, fuck no, I'm going to put him over huge, man. So last Saturday, I was covering the UFC for AngryMarks.com, as I will be doing tomorrow night. You can follow me there and at Peach Machine for live UFC, whatever. But last Saturday, my computer fucking died before the main card started at like 10:30 at night. And my power cord was frayed, and I didn't realize it. And my battery had gone out, and I had no other backup. And I quickly emailed, I got on my phone and texted Stevie, hey, this happened. And he was like, all right, I got you. And he, you know, he was probably in bed or probably drunk. I don't know. But he covered
for
me.
I'm sure he was
preparing
for something to go wrong, and he knew he had to do something to carry your ass. So
that is true. That is true. When you hire the Peach Machine, you know, things can't happen.
Yeah.
Hey, so I got something I wanted to talk about.
All right.
Granny's Karaoke. You listened to that two B&B's ago or whenever that was, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, and that's bullshit. The guy left out the most important part of the song. That should have fucking automatic disqualification. The fuck?
So what was it? Explain to everybody.
He left off the fucking fuck anchor shit.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know, if you listen to the Brian and Vinny Karaoke contest, the guy who won, he did a cover of our theme song the theme song was playing, the Mbappa Hansen, and he was doing both the lyrics of Hansen and the drops that whoever made the song originally had added, and they're all F4W drops, such as Ed saying, "Fuck Anchor," and a bunch of other drunk shit. He left that one out, I guess, because he knows Granny doesn't like cursing and he wanted to win. But I thought that was pretty awesome. Our theme song won.
Yeah, that was okay. That contest is stupid. The guy who suggested Ed Sheeran enter a brand new song, he put in like some fucking video he put like 2 years ago.
Whatever. Hey, I thought it was awesome.
I'm still upset that I was left off this fucking memoirs of fucking Brian Alvarez, me, the most important person in the empire, the dude who started the Vegas vacation, the WrestleMania trips. Who's Brian's, the greatest Brian Tro in the history of the empire? Me. And she left me
that is
out.
True.
And she put some Johnny come lately like Tom Lawler in the book. You know, I mean, Tom's cool, but I mean, he's been around for what, a couple months? I've been here forever. And she left me out, dude. That just hurt my feelings. I refuse to order the book. I'm not going to order the audio version unless she includes. I don't care if she insults me, tells me to go to hell. As long as she includes me, I'll order the audio. But until then, I refuse. I protest. Bullshit.
Okay. So again, Granny, Brian's grandmother, did a memoir, a book of Brian's life, and she's selling them. I haven't purchased one. Have you seen a copy, Ed?
I haven't seen a copy. I've seen, like, the cover of it, like the picture or whatever.
Okay.
But like I say,
so
I refuse.
How do you know you've been let out? How do you know you're not in it?
Because I asked her, and she told me no.
Oh, you asked the source. I thought maybe just some people were fucking with you. Oh, man.
No.
But Granny said she left you out. Well,
yeah,
that's some bullshit, Granny. That is some gosh darn bullshit. And Joel Osteen would be sending you to hell for desecrating the good name of Edward Laredo. He deserves to be in the audiobook, and he needs to have an apology. And I want it to be at least 30 seconds long and sincere.
Yeah. And I'm also sure that, once again, Brian Alvarez, like he did on the re-edition of the Death of WCW book, didn't mention me in the audio version of the book, so fuck him, too. The whole family is against
now
me.
That one, I don't.
They're jealous of my that I'm a real Mexican, and they're not. You know, that's just how it is.
Please explain to me how in the fuck you deserve a mention in the Death of WCW. What part did you play?
I was like the number one caller during Wrestling Observer Live at the time, you know, I should have just been mentioned just in somewhere in passing.
How,
I don't give a fuck.
How did that in any way kill WCW?
I don't know, but I still should have been mentioned in there.
Just like a thank you or like you wanted a chapter about you?
Just I wouldn't have been happy with a thank you. Or I would have been happy with a P.S. Fuck Ed in San Antonio. He's an asshole. I would have been happy with that.
Just as long as your name physically was in the book. Because I bet you could find the letters and spell it out. You know, give 1,000 monkeys 1,000 typewriters, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm not that desperate.
Well, you know, Granny probably was thinking just more short term. I'll bet it's probably really a memoirs of just the last 3 to 6 months because, you know, old people's memories start to go. So that's why Tom Lawler probably made it.
I guess.
Can you hear me?
But you said you wanted to talk about UFC. What did you want to talk about UFC? Let me guess, Punk?
No, I've talked about CM Punk plenty, but I would. What did you think of it?
I thought he looked like a fool,
And you realize that his more perfect opponent would have been whom?
I would have whooped CM Punk's ass.
Now
I
that
don't know
I would have
made
to
wait.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't have made weight.
I think even Lance Storm, well, he got in there and he did, like, he had a dream and he went out there and he did it. Dude, I would get in there and I would let fucking Brock Lesnar beat the shit out of me for the same amount of time that that match fucking lasted for $500,000. I don't give a fuck, dude. That ain't, if he wouldn't did it for free, that's one thing. But $500,000, I'd fucking take an ass kicking 10 times worse than that fucking for that. That's, to me, that's not nothing to be commended for, you know.
Well, I don't think they're commending the results. They're commending the effort. They're commending the whole thing, the saga of it. And, I mean, I think he was worth every fucking cent. I flew up there to Cleveland, to fucking Cleveland, of all places, to go see that show. Because CM Punk was on the show. And I'd also never seen a heavyweight title fight. And that completes, now I've seen every single title fight, you know, a title fight at every weight in UFC. But CM Punk, fuck, man. The fact that they even put him in there with the brown belt is retarded. Like, they set him up to fail if they knew that going in. He's a fucking white belt.
Did you see his fucking video where he actually, like, where they're making a big thing, like, oh, he choked somebody out?
No, I didn't see anything like that.
Okay, well, they had that, like, the fucking series about him, like the little mini documentary thing.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of that. Tell me about it.
Okay. Well, I just saw, like, the clip of it, and basically, he chokes the guy out with one arm because he can't even put the thing on right. And then he's got, like, his feet crossed, so he didn't even got that part right. So, I mean, everything about that was fucking... It's hilarious because they're trying to look like, oh, he's learned, he's dangerous now. Bullshit!
I mean, what would you do with him?
What would now?
Yeah. What would you do with him now?
I'd put him in with even... more dangerous opponent just so I could be more entertained by seeing him get his ass kicked even more.
Just put him in there with like, just let some of the greats have a crack at him. Oh, maybe Fedor. Fedor versus Punk.
Division?
That'd be good.
What division is he in?
Who? Punk? Is that welterweight?
Punk.
Yeah, welterweight.
Who's the welterweight champion?
Tyrone Woodley.
Oh. Woodley, fuck it. So bring back GSP and let GSP whoop his ass.
I'd pay to see that. I'd pay to see CM Punk fight again. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And so people are like, oh, he should never fight in the UFC. It's like, well, UFC fucking loves money. So he probably will get another fight in the UFC.
Yeah. Well, like after the fight, Danny was saying, oh, he should probably go fight somewhere else. And they're like, oh, yeah, you know what? We're probably going to book him again.
Maybe what he was implying was he should go get one or two other fights and then you can come back. Because, you know, you're going to still be under contract. We got you for three or whatever it was.
Then if he goes out and loses two fights to two shitty unknown fighters, they're not going to bring him back. They're going to have
right,
to do
right.
it now
exactly.
when he still has some fucking... So
well,
still
I know.
Some...
I hope they realize that.
Yeah. And as far as the pay, I don't like... I'm not mad that CM Punk got $500,000 because he did sell the majority of those buys for that show. I have no problem with him making that money. The thing that makes me mad is when you look at the rest of the card and you see people making $25,000. I think one fighter made $10,000. I think there should be like a minimum if you fight for UFC on a UFC pay-per-view show or whatever, you should at least be making $50,000. Because, I mean, $10,000, the dude's got to pay his corner man. He's got to pay fucking other shit. What? How much is he making off of that fight? Fucking a couple $100?
No. He's, okay. There's a lot more that goes into that than just the actual payments. Right, Dana also pays guys lots under the table, which I think he does because he likes to fuck the government out of taxes. There's also sponsorships that they still have, they're just not on their gear. That's all that's really changed about that. I'm sure they lost shitloads of sponsors, but they can still have sponsors. And all these guys, I mean, yeah, I mean, fucking $10,000 is very, very low. They're very low. But, I mean, I don't know. Why should there be a minimum?
So they can actually make a living?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. I mean, I guess it's
$50,000. I don't think 50 is a lot. I think that's a fair asking price for your average fighter on a UFC show.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. 50 to fight, 50 to win. I mean, that's...
If you fight twice, that's 100, and then you take out all your other deductions, you'll have a fucking livable wage, you know.
Yeah.
If you fight twice for 25, that's 50. Deduct all your deductions. You're making what, maybe 20 grand a year.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Because I also find it bullshit that guys feel like they're underpaid, so they feel the need to turn around and fight again so quickly. That I don't think there's a lot. I think that, you know, now guys take fights on no day's notice. They just do it. And if they were getting paid a decent amount, they wouldn't be so incentivized to do that, which, you know, risks injury and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point, Ed. Sorry I disagree with you at first.
Well, you can't help it. You're an idiot.
Yeah. Are you going to listen to the audiobook?
I don't know.
I know you can't read.
I don't know. I mean, I love listening to all the audio shows, but I don't know if I can listen to Brian for 15 fucking minutes. 15 hours, dude. you might be hearing a story.
That each week.
And he's driving around doing his paper shot, and he stopped the car, got out, and shot himself in the fucking face because he just couldn't take the Muppet voice for that long.
Well, then don't buy it because I don't want you to shoot yourself. Are you going to watch the UFC tomorrow?
No, I'm actually going on a road trip tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it.
Well, I'm going to Katy, Texas, which is, I guess, a suburb of Houston or something like that, to go see a shitty indie wrestling show that I have no idea of anyone on the show other than the fact that Mia Yim is on the show. And I'm going to go check and hang out with her. And then Sunday, and I got a room, so I'm staying tonight. And then Sunday, instead of driving back to San Antonio, I'm driving to Austin to go to an indie show, and which also, again, features Mia Yim. And then I'm coming late, only that night to throw the newspaper. So, short little road trip.
That's cool. Why'd you decide to do this?
Because I want to go hang out with Mia Yim.
I got you. Yeah. Oh, I forgot she's your favorite.
Or one of them.
Is she going to be at the Shimmer tapings at which we will be attending?
Yes, she will be.
She will be. Okay, cool. What do I have in store for me, Ed? Ed has talked me into attending Shimmer in Chicago in November, assuming I have enough money. What can I look forward to? Because I have, other than your descriptions, I've never really seen it.
Just a whole lot of actually good wrestling that you'd be surprised when it's all women.
How many people are in the building? Is it like a TV studio, or is it like a house show, or how's it set up?
Well, they're taping DVDs, so it's the crowd's probably like around, you're not going to the one on Sunday, you're just going to Logan Square. It's probably going to be like 350, maybe 400 there, I guess, at the most. It's not the biggest place, but it's a cool little setup where it's at Logan Square. And it's pretty cool.
And where's Logan Square?
Kind of, I guess, like northwest Chicago, maybe.
It's not in the city. It's in one of the suburbs or something.
No, it's still part of Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. Is it like amongst high-rise buildings, or is it like out in the by houses?
No, it's not in the. It's like out. It's like let's see. We're gonna probably be staying at the Hyatt Regency downtown, and it's about 20 minutes away from there.
Okay, cool.
It's more like a place where like they have a shitload of festivals and shit like that.
Okay.
Hippie party town, millennial party town, I guess. I don't know.
Fucking those damn millennials. They're ruining everything. I tell you what.
Yeah. Right? They're going to be protesting the opening theme song of the show today. Don't listen to Over the Top Radio. Ed's racist against gay people. That's what people are going to be saying.
I'm on the show with you. I'm a gay female. What don't people understand?
But it should be cool.
I identify as a gay female princess.
And then it'd be awesome if, you know, if Dave's just having a bad day and shit's going wrong and you go up to him and bug him and he banned you for life from Logan Square like he did from IWA Mid-South, that'd be fucking worth the fucking price of admission.
Oh, he wishes he got banned from IWA Mid-South. He didn't like working there. Nobody did.
That's
horrible.
I think he banned himself from IWA.
Yeah. He was like, oh, I guess I should be banned.
Yeah. I'm actually kind of disappointed because, I mean, I can really only handle, you know, afford going, you know, for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But Thursday, they got some shit going on, something. It's called Rise. And it's, like, going to be, well, during the day, they're going to have, like, what do you call it, a workshop or what do you call it, a seminar. For all these new girls or whatever. And then that night, they're going to have, like, I guess the ones that impress the most, they're going to have a show that night. And I'm kind of sad I'm going to miss that because there'd be some totally awesome, horrible wrestling on it.
I love that. That's some of my favorites.
Yeah. So I'm kind of disappointed I don't get to see the horrible matches, but we just get to see the good ones on Friday and Saturday.
Now, is this the one that's going to have fucking Shayna Baszler?
Yeah, Shayna Baszler's going to be on it. They're actually bringing in Mickie James, so Dave, I guess, is actually spending a couple bucks on talent this time.
Oh, cool.
And then that one chick from Lucha Underground, Taya, I think she's going to be making her summer debut too. But they should have, they always have a bunch of really awesome chicks that are there. So
Well, I'm looking forward to it as well. I'm assuming you have a connection up there.
Yeah, I got that covered, no problem.
All right, excellent. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
What was I just gonna say about?
He's more reliable than your connection.
Yeah. Fucking my connection is. Never mind. We'll see if it happens. Whatever. You gonna be watching the Clash of Champions this Sunday?
Well, like I said, I will be at an indie show, but I'll probably be checking my phone every once in a while to see what's going on.
Yeah.
This indie show actually looks better than the fucking pay-per-view because there's actually a few names, or at least there's some talented people on there that I know of.
Such as? Mia Yim.
There's a couple of young. It's Inspire Pro Wrestling. Fate the Black 2, I think. I need to send Ryan Hours a text of the poster and make him jealous because, well, you know, the real main event, of course, is Mia Yim, but on paper, the main event is Keith Lee.
Keith Lee? I don't know who that is.
Oh, I guess, yeah, I've been listening to the ROH reports, and every time Brian and Vinny talk about Keith Lee and whoever his partner is.
No, I have not. No, so you have to tell me about it.
He's a big black dude. He's like a cross between Big E and Mark Henry.
Ah. and what's he doing? Is he part of that tag team in ROH? It's just two huge black dudes?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Oh, Fade to Black too. I see it. Yeah, I saw them. I saw them on TV, and I was like, it was War Machine against those guys, and I was like, these jobbers have gotten fucking lazy as hell with their outfits because they just had all black on.
Yeah,
and then they were like getting shit in on them. So I was like, I guess they're not jobbers.
I think they beat them last time.
They beat War Machine.
Yeah.
Oh, Ricky Starks versus Keith Lee, champion versus champion, and about to determine title ranking.
Ricky Starks was on the bus, the WrestleMania bus with us.
Okay. I'll pretend like I remember his face. There were like 80 people on that bus.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, I remember that. But he's actually a guy who could be somebody. Like, he's someone like if ROH should pick him up or somebody, because that dude actually is fucking awesome. I mean, he's an awesome worker as far as indie goes. And he's an awesome fiery baby face, and he can also be the smarkiest fucking piece of shit heel. So I mean, he's got both of that covered, and he's someone who could really make a name for himself. Another guy on there, if you see, Steve O'Reno, that dude is also really, really talented and good and shit.
I only see Sammy Guevara and Ray Rowe and Ricky
Sammy
Starks
Guevara
and Keith Lee.
Sammy Guevara is a fucking piece of shit.
As a person
as
a wrestler?
As a person. As a wrestler, he's awesome. I mean, he's got a lot of talent, and he can do a lot of shit. As a person, he's a piece of shit.
Really? Is there a story about this?
He basically got
it. Fuck your sister?
No, I'm going to tell you the story. He basically got his start in San Antonio for RCW. And then he had some shit with the promoter, and he left.
Okay.
Well, RCW, River City Wrestling, they had this ring announcer, and he was a kind of overweight, bleach blonde Mexican guy who dressed like Aquaman. He looked like a fat gay Aquaman, basically. That was his gimmick. And he was a ring announcer. And this dude, who was in his like mid-20s, I think, he died. He had diabetes, and I guess he didn't take care of himself too good well, and he died. And so everybody from River City Wrestling was upset. So they made like a fan page for his like family. So like the fans could like leave messages to his family. This motherfucker goes to the fucking fan page and says like, "Oh my god, this guy hated River City Wrestling so much that he killed himself or he died or some bullshit like that on the fucking family's fucking fan page for people can say good things about their family member, dude. He went and did that. That is fucking lowbrow, low class, just fucking bullshit, dude. And it's hard to offend me, but that offended me.
Well, that sucks, but that's what free speech is all about. But that's not cool. Yeah. Were you thinking was he trying to heal or something, or was he just?
He's just being an ass. People just tell me he's a piece of shit.
Ah, well, I'm sorry to hear that. But
also, he's a great worker, but Jesus Christ, if you're gonna do shit like that, I mean, that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up, but people do fucked up shit and then like regret it, Fuck, he might feel terrible about it. Lord knows I've said some dumb shit.
He actually got blackballed for about a year for the majority of the Texas promotions because of it.
I was looking up the roster there. Yeah, they got some good guys on there. Lance Hoyt, he's awesome. I like him.
Ray Rowe wrestles there a lot.
Yeah.
ACH wrestles there a lot.
Yeah, ACH is awesome.
There's a dude named JoJo Bravo. He's a little dude, but that dude's actually fucking awesome. He's like shorter than Brian.
I saw your girl Leva Bates on there.
Yeah. They need to bring her in pretty soon, too.
How is she? Is her ankle still fucked?
No, she's been working the last, the last month. She's been
shooting. Oh, really? I hadn't heard of that.
Her first match back was at Shine a few weeks ago, and it was like a four-way, and she didn't win. And as soon as the match is over, she's grabbing her ankle and selling the shit out of her ankle. So I'm fucking texting her, asking her if she's all right, and then she's fucking texting me back, laughing at me, because she's like, "How did you know I wasn't just selling that to fucking get the sympathy?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm actually concerned you hurt your ankle again." But she got a big laugh out of me falling for it, I guess.
You mark. Who's this guy that's going to be joining us up there?
Oh, this one friend of mine, his name's Tyler. I see him at a lot of the indie shows. He's gone to like Shine a couple times, and I'm sure I'll see him at least for sure Sunday. He's pretty cool. He's a laid-back dude.
Okay. I thought he was, like, for sure going to be in our room.
Well, probably. I mean, I haven't totally worked out. I'm still waiting for Scott to give me, like, the details on everything, you know what I mean? So.
Okay.
Because the first time we're staying at the Hyatt Regency, so the more we... it's better to split it three ways than two ways.
Yeah, but now we got to share fucking beds.
I'll give myself a cot because there's no way in hell I'm getting the same bed with your gay ass.
Exactly. Exactly. And I don't want you to accidentally roll over and smother me.
Yeah, whatever.
And you probably still haven't gotten your sleep apnea treated.
I don't
have like 30. Oh, I'm sorry. You just nearly die 17 times a night every time I've ever slept in the same room with you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course you don't. Dude, you do know you snore, right?
That's what I've been told, but I think people are lying. I don't believe them.
What would I have to gain by lying about this? Just to be, I'm just a complete asshole.
Yes.
No. Yeah, I know what you mean though, because fucking, I'm told I snore too, and I'm like, nah, man, not me. Nah. How come none of us snorers can accept that we snore?
Because we don't hear ourselves snoring, so we don't believe it.
Yeah. Couldn't be us. We're perfect.
Yeah. I guess I just have to buy a couple pairs of earplugs for y'all.
Yeah.
Or something.
If it's the Hyatt, whatever. I mean, they should be able to hook us up with a fucking rollaway bed.
Yeah.
Hey, are
that's a nice one,
too. Oh, yeah. Are you an M Life member, like out in Vegas?
Yeah, but I haven't really done anything with it because I used to play the shit out of the Vegas slots on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I got Windows 10, and Windows 10 just won't fucking work with this fucking game, so I haven't played it since right before we went to Vegas. But I usually, you know, have enough shit to get, like, a few free things. It kind of sucks because there's, like, a limit. You can only get, like, two things from, like, an MGM property on there. It's like, I got fucking 500,000 fucking credits, dude. I want more than a free beer here and a free fucking taco there.
That's why it's just a gimmick, dude. They just want you to come in. Yeah, they'll give you a free beer as long as you go in, because then you'll have fucking three more. You don't happen to be watching Invicta right now, are you?
Actually, I think I might try and see if I can get it on my computer. Ever since I got Windows 10, it makes it fucking hard as shit to fucking get it to fucking play, because every time the pop-up videos on the fucking sites come out, it kind of like screws everything up, so it's kind of hard to watch shit on the illegal stream on a fucking Windows 10 or whatever the fuck it is. Goddamn Windows fucked everything up for me.
You gotta be careful, man, if you're using that Windows watching those streams, you're gonna get some viri. You're gonna get virili. You get poisoned, bruh. You're going to have Windows 10.
Yeah, well, my computer's a fucking piece of shit, so it's not like it's going to make it any worse.
Well, I'm currently watching Invicta, and there is a chick with neon yellow hair with like a mohawk. It looks pretty amazing. She's just entered the octagon or whatever gun this is, the hexagon, perhaps. Septa, perhaps. I'm not sure. Do you know how many sides the Invicta ring has, cage has?
I have to look at it. I don't know it offhand.
Yeah. Neither would I. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think it's just an octagon. Because doesn't UFC on them anyway?
There's only one ring on you know that's going to work here. Isn't what's her name fucking comes out that stole Leva's Bates gimmick and does it on fucking the Wayne's for Invicta.
I don't know. Roxy. I don't know what.
Roxy.
Madafinari or something.
Yeah, whatever her weird name. The very unattractive one that Dez thinks is hot. Actually, let me put the voice down. Yeah, only Dez thinks she's fucking hot. Muxafari.
No, Mudafari. Yeah, she's not attractive. I'm sorry, Dez, you're wrong. She looks like an Appalachian man. And
Appalachian nerd man or something.
Yeah, nerd man. Sorry, Dez, you're incorrect. I'm sure Dez is watching Invicta. He watches everything.
Oh, yeah. I saw him tweeting about it earlier.
Kaylin Medeiros versus Manjeet Kolekar. Strawweight bout. I don't recognize her flag, but she looks to be from Nepal, maybe? Pakistan?
I'm having trouble downloading because I just closed the window, so now the whole fucking page is reloading.
Hey, how did you get this kick-ass tweet to happen where you tweeted and you can just play our show right now on the tweet?
Easy. You just copy a link and then you go to Twitter and then you fucking paste it on Twitter. Simple.
Oh, so that just must be a thing that Over the Top Radio does. They put it like that. Because you didn't write that summary. Or no, you did. You did write that summary.
Yeah.
Oh, but you wrote it on blogtalkradio.com. Blog Talk just took it.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
It's this thing called technology, dude. It's not that hard.
Yeah, I know. Because I'm on another podcast on SoundCloud, and we're not having as much success with it. So,
on the show.
No, it is not me. It's a technical issue. The show is excellent, and you can find it on SoundCloud. Search Comedy Suplex, or go to comedysuplex.com to listen to. We call it the Comedy Suplex Podcart.
Okay, I finally got this thing working. And what the fuck is up with this bitch's hair?
Yeah, it looks awesome, right? Looks like
fuck is that? It looks like there's a Pikachu on her head or something.
It looks like ice cream. No, it looks like you know, you go to the grocery store and there's those cookies that have like way too much frosting and completely unnatural colors. That's what she looks like she's got on her head.
Something, I don't know.
Or maybe she's playing the candle in Beauty and the Beast, and she forgot to take the headpiece off. That's a smart joke. Mm. You won't get that one.
Possibly.
She's throwing some kicks, though.
Sorry.
What? I didn't hear you.
I said, are you still going to fucking England?
No. I went to Cleveland instead. The flights for England were outrageously priced and nowhere near my ballpark.
What was the price just for the airfare?
Oh, it was like $1,500.
For both ways?
No, one way.
Fuck, dude. Your wife finally put the foot down and said, that's too much, I'm not paying that for your jackass to go to fucking England.
Nope. That's not true. That's not how it happened at all. My life partner said I could do both if I wanted to, and I asked my friends who were traveling with me, and the three of them said, let's go to Cleveland. We would rather see CM Punk fight.
And who are your three friends? Because you don't really have friends.
Yeah, I do. Cody Garbrandt tweeted about it. If you saw that, that was who I was with.
Oh, okay.
I was with Tyson Kidd, Matt Seidel, and my other buddy, Mikey G, who I do the podcast with at Comedy Suplex. The Four Horsemen, baby.
Didn't your buddy Matt get stuck in an airport just the other day or something?
Yeah, I heard something like that. He missed a flight or something. Doesn't shock me at all.
Yeah. I'm surprised he can actually function all the way in Japan.
Yeah, I mean, he goes there so much. Man, like, it's like, I'm like, how, because I used to do that when I was in Guam. I would only go back and forth maybe 3 or 4 times a year. He goes like 3 or 4 times every, you know, he goes like once a month. It just fucks your system up, those trips to Japan. But it's awesome. Japan is awesome. It's a super cool place. Yeah, you should go. We should go to like one of those tournaments, those multi-day tournaments.
The G1?
They do, the super, yeah, whatever one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The G1. Has Davey Boy Smith Jr. been in any of those?
He hasn't been on the last couple because he's in NOLA right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd really like to see him wrestle in one of those big ones, because I never really got to see him wrestle in a shitty WWE match.
You know how he teams with like Lance Hoyt, right?
Yeah.
Well, they were both in the same block, so they had to wrestle each other. So
yeah.
I'm expecting them to have this big mean guy match or Hoss battle. And
yeah.
These bastards went out there and had a cruiserweight match.
Fuck yeah, dude. Harry's awesome.
They're all jumping off of shit and fucking doing all kinds of shit. Like, what the fuck? This ain't what I want to watch.
He's an athlete, man. No, he's a good-ass grappler, too. He just won the Expert Naga tournament out in Vegas like a month ago. That's legit.
Wow.
Yeah,
he's probably the strongest than everybody.
Well, at 265 pounds. No, I mean, heavyweight is whatever it is. It's I don't know what the Naga rules are, but it's probably I think the highest one is 215, and then it goes up to heavyweight. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he was stronger than everybody. He's stronger than 10 horses. He's a fucking monster.
Yeah.
I really want him to fight. I would love for him to go into MMA. He's a guy who could walk into UFC and on his first fight be a difference maker, be a player.
Well, most of the heavyweights kind of suck in UFC, so I could see him being like fucking top five after the first fight.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He could go in and, I mean, wrestling-wise, nobody other than Josh could touch him, but I don't know how good his hands are. I mean, he's not really training hands, but
yeah,
if he did, he'd be tough for Miosic to handle. I guarantee you that. He'd be real tough.
Yeah. And, Josh might know more shit with him, but he'd be able to, like, outlast Josh by, like, a long time. You know, Josh is fucking old man by now.
Yeah, Josh just won his last match, though. That was a couple weeks ago in Germany, remember? I don't know. God, who did he even beat? There's so many UFCs.
I know it's
ridiculous.
I don't even remember, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
Arlovski?
Was
it Arlovski?
Yeah, that's right, Arlovski. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he executed Arlovski. Yeah, that was perfect. That was perfect.
Yeah.
He beat him up and did everything right and... Yep, but I don't think he's going to have many more of those. I mean, Miosic would have fucking torched him on his feet, and Miosic's tough as shit. I mean, Overeem dropped him, man. I was like, well, that's as expected. The titles just keep revolving. But, man, he must have a chin like a slab of granite there.
Oh, I don't know about that because of Overeem hurt him bad like 3 times. He just was able to cover Overeem, didn't really jump on him like he was going for the
kill.
That's
true. There was a big tactical error by Overeem going for that choke.
He was fighting differently. He was fighting not to get tired like he normally does, and I think that really cost him because I think if he would have jumped on him like with everything he had, like those 1 or 2 times, I think he probably could have finished him, but he didn't do that. And
yeah,
that's able to survive. And then,
yeah, like those heavyweights, they hit so hard, like deceptively hard. And you saw the knockout, right? It looked like he just pitter-patted him, like a big brother shot, you know, on your little brother. Boop. And he just bounced his skull off the mat. It was like Thor's hammer. Bong.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that was a good fight. The rest of that show sucked, but that was a good fight.
Yeah, that was a fucking horrible show. It was a really, really poor decision. I mean, other than the Punk thing, and the main event kind of saved it because we all left happy. But
what really sucked though about like the last two pay per views is, like I said, I've been having trouble getting illegal streams now that fucking I got Windows 10. So, and then I had a couple of buddies that wanted to watch the McGregor fight, so I ordered the McGregor fight, right? So ordered that. Then same thing, I wanted to watch Punk get his ass kicked, so I ordered that one.
Right.
So both these motherfucking pay-per-views came out on the same fucking bill.
Yeah, they pay like an extra $140.
Yeah, that fucking, you know, I mean, one's cool. I don't mind that, but then when your fucking cable bill is fucking like $100 and something, it's like, God damn it. Took away from another money, you know what I mean?
Oh.
I mean,
shit, yeah, man. Sometimes I'll look at our bill and I'll be like, man, do I really need to flush the toilet every time? I could start having like ridiculous thoughts. Like, I could just wash my clothes and nothing, you know, just on small cycles. Like, come on, like that's gonna save me like 15 fractions of a cent.
I tell you what, you better be flushing the toilet in Chicago.
If it's clear and yellow, let it mellow. Well, that's what they say. So, do you know who the Westboro Baptist Church are?
Yeah, there's a bunch of assholes that protest fucking. They go and protest people's funerals and shit like that.
Yes, they are. Well, I just wanted to.
They named you the head pastor.
Well, Fred Phelps, the pastor. Well, I've been obsessed with them for some time now. Once I learned about, I saw a documentary on them. Louis Theroux did. It was called Louis' Wild Weekends. The episode is The Most Hated Family, and it was about this Westboro Baptist Church, and it was just so fascinating to me. And then I just kind of been, you know, every time there's a couple other documentaries on it, and it's just an amazing cult. It's just an amazing, amazing cult. Anyway, there's a female named Lauren Drain, who was formerly a member of the Westboro Baptist Church, wrote a book, and she was in the church for almost 8 years, like very formative years too, like 13 to 21 or something like that. I have it correct, but I just read her book, and she's now a fitness model, and she's hot as hell, Ed. You should look her up on Twitter, at Lauren Drain. She's hot as shit. And I think she's, yeah, she was, but I just wanted to say, I fucking loved her book. And if anyone out there is interested in that subject, it's a real intriguing story about how this, just the manipulation and just how it's complete brainwashing, what they do to these people. And it's courageous for her to write this book because her family flat out fucking disowned her, said, they kicked her out of the house. They said, you're out. With the whole community said, you're out. She's like 22 years old. Dad said, I'll pay for 2 days at a motel. After that, don't ever fucking call me again. And they stuck to their guns too. Yeah. Stuck to their guns. Like she tried to go back. The dad threw her ass out again. And it's just a really amazing story, and she's also smoking hot. So, but anyway, I was just reading that the last week. I found it interesting.
Uh-huh.
Also, fitness. I was thinking about Chris Cyborg cutting weight. Did she make weight today?
Yeah, she made weight. I was hoping she wouldn't, and I was hoping the other girl would be like, fuck that, I'm not fighting, just give me my money, give me her percentage, and get me the fuck out of here.
That would have been awesome. That would have been so good. I'm going to try to find the weigh-in results here.
UFC Fight Night Cyborg way.
Have you heard from Mexican Seafood lately?
No, not lately. No, not in a couple months.
I got a message from him the other about a week or so ago, and he's like, "Hey, I'm writing another book. I tell the story at any names, but it's a story I talked about on your show, and I was wondering if you could delete the show and delete it off Angry Marks too." And I'm like, "Well, I can't delete nothing off Angry Marks. You got to talk to Stevie about that." So I think Stevie agreed to delete him telling the story, not the whole show. And he was kept asking
me about
it.
I'm a little confused. So he's going to tell a story in his book, and so he doesn't want the audio version of it out there?
I guess he named names on the audio version. He didn't name names. Tell him, I don't know what the deal is, but he
all
kept looking me
okay.
about deleting the show.
Yeah.
And it's like it's a Vegas show for one thing, which I really wouldn't want to delete anyway. And then plus it's on the old account, and I don't even remember the password, so I can't even get in there.
I kind of remember.
So
was
like,
your phone number?
No, not it wasn't my phone number.
Oh.
I don't remember what it was. So
it was
anyway, I can't get in the account anyway.
Okay.
That's my area code, but that didn't have anything to do with the password.
Okay. All right. I'm remembering wrong. Go ahead.
So he's bugging me to delete it, and like I told him, like, well, I can't even get in there. So you know, don't worry. But it's like, what's the big deal about? I don't know if he thinks he's going to get sued if this person hears him tell the story or so. I don't get it. But it was just kind of weird. It's like he's real adamant about deleting a show from like 6 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I just thought that was kind of weird. But anyway, I told him, I go, look, I can't even re-download it or repost it because I can't get into the motherfucker because I haven't even used that account like 6 years probably. But I know
yeah,
TVJ
tell him not
said
to
he
worry
deleted,
about it, man.
He deleted those like minute or two off of the Angry Marks version of it. I just thought that was kind of weird. I figured he might call you and say, hey, do you remember Ed's password? Because he don't remember. He's a dumb.
I thought it was your phone number, but
he said
it wasn't. There's a lot of shit on the internet. Like, most people are really, like, and there's enough shit on anyone to dig up at any time about anything, I'm sure. You know what I mean? Except our parents. Anyone our age or younger, there's shit on them on the internet. Who the fuck cares? And stop bringing, don't draw attention to it. And, you know, Seafood probably by his own admittance would say he's slightly neurotic and probably could relax on the issue. But whatever it is, I'm excited he's writing another book. That was cool. I read his first one. It was pretty enjoyable. I'll give it a read.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was about dating. It was about... It was kind of his story. It was cool.
Okay. I just remember the two of you had the stupidest name for a podcast in the history of podcasts.
I forgot what it was.
The name of the podcast was Treat Her Right.
Treat Her Right. Yeah, treatherright.org. It was just kind of a cool story about how to relate to women and.
Well, it'd be one thing
right,
if it was
exactly.
him, if it was him and someone who actually treated women right, but he had you as a co-host.
Well,
right there,
I was
that's
there
an oxymoron.
There was a health nutrition component we were trying to hit, which is why I agreed to do it. Because I really never saw myself getting back into audio at the time, but now I figured, why the fuck not? Now's the
all
perfect
right,
time to launch a seventh failed podcast.
Well, you're a part of one that was successful, but only
that's
one.
That's true.
And that's because I carried the show.
I mean, there's no doubt you're still around. I'm not. You made it work. Got to give you credit for that.
Yeah. And tell your other co-host to your new show, he needs to make up a make good for what happened in Vegas?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Believe me, he took an ass full for that. I mean, literally, we had anal sex. I'm going out to California. In fact, in a couple of weeks, I'm at least going to try to. I'm going to go out there. I have a fall break, so I'm going to go out to San Jose. Isn't that where Dave lives?
Yeah. You go hang out with Dave and Rohibus.
Yeah, I love Rohibus, dude. That's my man. I love Garrett. You ever check out his site, Fight Game Blog?
It's here and there.
Yeah. Yeah. I try to check out all those his site, Stevie's site, halfguarded.com. I go to quite often because I write shit there as well. You should go read that.
Oh, I read some of your mental illness things.
Yeah.
You should have the real title should have been "I'm a pussy who gets upset every once in a while."
You know, kind of felt like that when I was writing it as well, but.
Yeah,
but just trying to do a service for all the good people who might not understand what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever seen a TV show called Shameless?
Dude, you're the second person that brought that up to me today. What is it?
It's a I don't know what channel it was originally on. I don't know if it was I'm watching it on Netflix, so I don't know if it's a Netflix thing or just Netflix picked it up from, like, HBO or something. But it has to be a cable channel because there's a lot of, you know, tits and a lot of cussing, a lot of fucked up shit. It's about this dysfunctional
Showtime
family.
Showtime show.
Oh, Showtime? Okay.
Yeah.
That explains it. It's a dysfunctional family that just gets into all this shit. And it's something that I think would be right up your alley.
Oh, dude, I'm reading about it. It looks hilarious. And I love Bill Macy.
That's he's the dad. He's a fucking alcoholic piece of shit.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. I don't have Showtime. What are you watching it on?
He's on Netflix.
Oh, it's on Netflix. Okay, good. I don't have that either, but I have access to that.
Yeah, like that dude. You're talking about the dude from Fargo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
William H. Macy.
He's one of the most unlikable, deplorable characters in the history of TV.
It's a comedy?
It's a comedy, but like a comedy drama, I guess. I don't know. Because there's some serious shit in there.
Oh, okay.
Like there's some serious shit in there, but it is also very funny.
Have you watched... Damn, I saw it last night. It's called the baseball one, Mark Paul Gosselaar. It's about a female in the major leagues. Like she's a pitcher in the major leagues. What was it called? It was so fucking terrible. But Zach from Saved by the Bell was on it, so I gave it a watch. You can
see it. No, I never heard of that.
Yeah.
Are you gonna watch the upcoming new version of Glow that's gonna be on Netflix?
I saw something about that. No, I'm not going to fucking watch that, but I'm sure you will.
Yeah, I'll definitely be watching it. It's not a wrestling show. It's like a drama about like a chick in wrestling or something like that.
Oh, it's not a wrestling show?
No, it's like how do I explain it? It's not actual like matches. It's like
a
drama. But
the wrestling's the backdrop.
Yeah. Like
it's
the main
a show about
is
nothing.
A girl, basically.
Ah, is that the one that what's his name is going to be in? I forgot his fucking name. Danny Bonaducci or something like that.
Oh, I have no
lead
idea.
Character. Oh. No, you know what? I just got finished watching Terminator, the series, the Sarah Connor Chronicles. Awesome. It was great, dude. But I'm a huge Terminator mark. I watch the Terminator movies like once a year. I watch all of them. For the first time, watched all of that. And it was really cool. So if you like Terminator stuff, you should definitely check that out.
Isn't fucking what's her name from Games of Thrones, the bitch?
Yes, Lena Headey. Yes, Cersei.
Is she the main character?
She's Sarah Connor, yeah.
Which is why
I was like, which is why I pulled the trigger on actually watching it. I was like, ah, you know. And the guy who plays, or the boy who plays John Connor, does a really good job. And also Brian Austin Green, from Beverly Hills 90210, has a prominent role in season 2.
Hmm.
Do you remember Brian Austin Green?
Yeah, I know who he is, but I don't give a fuck because I'm a man and I'm not gay like you.
You didn't watch Beverly Hills 90210?
No.
Yes, you did.
No,
yeah,
I didn't.
You did. You were in high school. You thought that shit was awesome.
I didn't watch it. That's fucking Rohiba's favorite fucking TV show.
The new one or the original?
The original.
Yeah, because he's awesome and he knows what's cool. Like wearing your sunglasses, not on your hair or your eyes, but in between.
Is that where he got that shit from?
I don't know where he got it from. That's just what he does. I got that from him.
Uh-huh. He's cool, but even he has gay tendencies.
Yeah, we all do. Except for you, Ed, you're super straight.
Yeah. It's a fight pass thing. Okay. I was like, Dan Severn's coming to Invitka? That's going to be awesome.
I'd love to see
fucking
fight
Cyborg. Dan Severn against fucking Cyborg.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I had nothing. I was just going to add some bullshit about Dan Severn.
Oh. Well, I was going to say that I'd only set the show for an hour, so we're already past the live feed. So if you want to wrap it up, we can, unless there's anything else you want to talk about.
No, man, I'm good. I got some work to do here. But thanks for having me on, Ed. I really appreciate it, man. Call me anytime, and I will let you know about the details on Chicago when I get them. And you let me know about the hotel and whatever, and let me know about how tickets are going to go as well. I want to know that.
Okay.
And if you're listening, if you're still listening and you still like the Peach Machine, you can follow me on Twitter at Peach Machine. And tomorrow night I'm going to be doing the UFC live at angrymarks.com.
I'm sure no one will be following that.
Dude, I get like fucking thousands. Of people. 2,000 counts as thousands.
It's probably just DJ and Dez.
It's 1,001. No, Dez will probably doing it on WrestlingObserver.com.
Yeah.
So, anyway, thanks for having me on, Fat Boy.
All right, we'll talk to everybody next week, and hopefully the other two jerk-offs will be on the show next week. So, talk to everybody then.